إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة في الله، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Inshallah, we continue the sharh of Al-Aqidah Al-Wasitiyah by Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah Al-Harrani Al-Dimashqi Rahmahullah Ta'ala. The last topic was on Al-Mizan, that is the weighing of the deeds of the believers. We said the weighing of the deeds of the believers because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said concerning the unbelievers. He said, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. Those things will be erected for them on the day of Qiyamah, that is for the unbelievers. Their deeds will only be counted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them concerning their deeds, to present their deeds before them, that this is what you have done, this is what you have done. So their deeds will be counted. So this type of taking into account is not going to be for the unbelievers, because ordinarily we do not have any good deeds. Any good deeds and unbelievers at all in this world, if he does it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to get his reward in this world. So on the day of Qiyamah, an unbeliever has no good deed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is no point establishing anything for them in order to weigh their good deeds, because they have no good deeds. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. There will be no any scale measure, so to say, that will be established for them on the day of Qiyamah. But the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will weigh their good deeds. Allah will give your goodness. So this is what he also says. He said, وَيُحَاسِبُ اللَّهُ الْخَلَائِقِ. Allah will take to account الْخَلَائِقِ, the creatures. وَيَخْلُدِ عَبْدِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Allah will be alone with the servant who is a believer. فَيُقَرِّرُهُ بِذُنُوبِهِ. He will present his sins to him, that who did so and so, who did so and so. كَمَا وَصَفَ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ وَالسُّنَّةُ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established in Al-Quran and Sunnah. He said, وَأَمَّا الْكُفَّارُ As for the kuffar, the unbelievers, فَلَا يُحَاطَبُونَ مُحَاطَبَةَ مَنْ تُوْمُ جَمْحَ تَنَاسُهُ They are all taken to account, will not be like the one who is deep to the one to the measure. وَفَيَّاتِ will be good or evil deeds to be measured. فَإِنَّ يُلَا حَسَنَاتِ لَهُ Because the unbelievers do not have good deeds. وَلَكِنْ تُعَدُّ أَعْمَالُهُمْ Their deeds will be counted. That is their evil deeds will be counted. You did so and so, you did so and so. So take thought. This will be counted. فَيُوْقَفُونَ عَلَيْهَا And they will be held responsible for this. It will be that done. وَيُقَرَّرُونَ بِهَا And they will be asked to also admit this. وَيُقَرَّرُونَ بِهَا And they will be rewarded. So the summary of what we also have said is that a Muslim is going to account for the deeds of the world forever, except those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they are not going to account on the day of Qiyamah, they are not going to be punished at all on the day of Qiyamah. And the 50,000 people that the Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about, that no accountability and no punishment for them at all. Then other believers will be called to account. And some will be punished before they are finally admitted into a gender. As for the kuffar, they are not going to be, their deeds are not going to be waived. But they will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are deeds to be counted that you did so and so in, and so do, like that. Then you will be rewarded deeds from that. The author continues. He said, what I was talking to you about you, Al-Hawd al-Mawrud al-Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the plane of Al-Qiyamah, there is going to be Al-Hawd. That is the cistern, the fountain of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Mawrud, that people will come to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This fountain is for the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma'amu ashaddu bayadan min al-laban. The water of this fountain, or this cistern, is whiter than the milk. وَأَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ And it is sweeter than the oil. عَالِيَتُهُ عَدَدُ النُّجُومِ السَّمَاءِ Because in this fountain the number of the stars in the sky كله شهر The distance of this distance of this house, this fountain is شهر is the work of a month by somebody who is riding on a camel وعرضه شهر Likewise the breadth the length is the work of a month the breadth is also the work of the monk. مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ شَرْبَةً لَا يَجْدَعُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا Whoever drinks from this cistern or this fountain, شَرْبَةً just once, لَا يَجْدَعُ بَعْدَهَا أَبَدًا He will not be thirsty after this at all. He will not be thirsty after this. Now this is from Al-Hawd. The author summarized it approaching through our belief as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that there is high attention for the people of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. It is we that have given you al-kawthar. Al-kawthar. What is al-kawthar? One report, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said al-kawthar is nahrun fil jannah wa'adani Allah. He says, this is a stream in the Jannah that Allah has promised me. That is, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, the meaning of al-kawthar is what? Nahrun wa'ada Allah al-nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam iyyah. That is the stream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I continue to tell you hadith. He said, Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the age of the day four times when he woke up Ismail and the companions asking, O Messenger of Allah, what is the cause of your smile? And I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a surah to me not long ago. And he read the surah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar, fasalli li rabbika wanhar, inna shanika huwa al-abtar. So he read this surah. Now telling them, the name of Al-Kawthar that Allah has given him, he said, what? It is Nahrun wa'adanihi Allah. It is a dream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised him in Al-Jannah. In another report, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is reported to have said that Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Al-Kawthar is Al-Khayr al-Kathir. That is much good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to him. So what are the reporters? Now so we ask Abdullah bin Abbas of Allah. So people are saying that Al-Kawthar is a stream that Allah has given to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said yes, that the stream is part of the Al-Khayr al-Kathir. It's part of the many good things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we are trying to say in essence is that one is the submission of Quran that Allah said, Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. That Allah has given the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-kawthar. Then what is al-kawthar? By the explanation, al-kawthar is said to be what? It's said to be a fountain given to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's said to be a stream that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another report, it is said to be what? Al-Khayr al-Kathir, many good things that Allah given to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among which is the Nahr that Allah gives to the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the author is talking about this house. He said, what you are Arafat in Qiyamah, on the plain of Al-Qiyamah, when we say Arafah, Arafah means what? The courtyard. Somebody has a building now, the front of his building is called what? Arafah in the Arabic language. Arafat in Qiyamah, that is Surah. That is the courtyard of Al-Qiyamah. And we say what? The plain of Al-Qiyamah. فقد بدأت قيامة الله سبحانه وتعالى سنت يوم تبدل الأرض غير الأرض والسماوات. The day that the earth will be changed to something else. والسماوات. Likewise the سماوات, the skies will also be changed. So the plane where Allah سبحانه وتعالى is going to take human beings to account is called عرصات القيامة. So the author says, وَفِي عَرَصَاتِ الْقِيَامَةِ الْحَوْزِ الْمَوْرُودِ. In the عَرَصَاتِ الْقِيَامَةِ, by this house, this fountain that we are talking about, Al-Mawrudu, the people who watch, people who go to, from Warada, Yeridu, the people who go to the place, to go to the place, they say what? Warada Fulamun Al-Ma'a. So and so went to the water. So Al-Mawrud means the house that will be visited by the people. Lil Nabi, that but is owned by the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this head we are talking about. The aqidah of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah is that there is this house. There are many ahadith that we have. In fact, these ahadith are mutawatirah. Hadith that are formed in succession. It's not one hadith, it's not hadith ahad. It's not two. It's what? Many ahadith. And we know that everything that is mutawatir, just as the verses of the Quran are mutawatirah, ahadith that are mutawatir or mutawatirah. The one who does not believe in such a hadith, such a person is a kafir. Such a person is what? Is a kafir. Not believing in such a hadith that are mutawatirah. Because it's like the person is going against what is ma'lum in the deen, the darura, what is necessarily known in the deen. However, there are some people of tradition who do not believe in what? In al-hawj, in this fountain that we're talking about. Now, how are we going to talk, or what will we say about this people? I don't know how far, what do not believe in what in this house? Scholars of Sunnah, some of them say what, or ask you as a by what? Question. It's not that these people do not believe in what? In the wordings of this ahadith. They believe that the wordings of the ahadith, but the meaning of the ahadith, they do not accept it the way the Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah accept it. One thing is, I want to say, I do not believe in what? In the text. Another thing is to say, I believe in the text, but the way you have interpreted the text, I do not agree to that. So can we make the fear of the person who does not agree with the way a text has been interpreted? He believes in the text, but he doesn't believe in the way it has been interpreted. So one of the people of innovation that you mentioned, they believe in the text, but they don't believe in the meaning given to the text. For instance, the Khawarij and the Rawaf, the Khawarij and the Rawaf, they believe in the text, but the interpretation of the text, they watch, they disagree concerning the interpretation of the text. They believe in the text, but they disagree with the interpretation of the text. So, people like this ones, obviously take the two of them for this particular reason. But let somebody say, I do not believe in the ahadith of Al-Hawj. I do not believe in them. There is such a person who watch, to be recast. But if he believes in them, then we say what? He's a Muslim. But making the fear of him, this word may have to do with what? Establishing evidence against him. Because the ahadith from Al-Hawd are so many. So many. In Sahih Muslim, in Sahih Bukhari, in the Sunan, and many other books. There are so many that somebody who is said to be a believer not come out to say what I don't believe in them. As Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, the one who is upon the right aqidah, who must have the belief that there is going to be a fountain, or there is a fountain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the function of this fountain? He said the fountain is a place of water. What is the function of this fountain? The function is that so that people can drink from it. Then, scholars will disagree on one thing. Having agreed that there is fountain. Is the fountain going to be on the Arafat of Qiyamah, the supreme of Qiyamah. That is, before Al-Mizan, before Al-Qiyamah, we have read something about Al-Mizan, that the weight of the believer to be weighed. We have read something on that. This content we are taking because we give them to be before Mizan, we give them to be before Al-Qiyamah, or is going to be after Mizan and Sirat? Which one? Some scholars say it is after Sirat. Some say it is before Al-Mizan. That is the beginning of Arafat al-Qiyamah. And for those who say it is on the Arafat al-Qiyamah, that is before Al-Mizan and what? And Sirat. They say the benefit of this thing is that on this day, people will be so thirsty because people would have been left on the plane of what? Of Al-Qiyam. Some people will be stretching purposely to the essence of what? Or stretching to their head. They are swearing to cover them completely. Some they are swearing to cover them up to the shoulder. Some up to the neck, some up to their waist, like that. So, it's like people are what? The kind of hydrated, they will be in need of water. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is going to intercede that on behalf of the creatures of Allah, the earth of mankind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should start taking people to account. And this is what Ash-Shafa'at al-Kubra, which inshaAllah we are going to talk about. Now, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to start taking people to account for their deeds, then people will be in need of water to drink. They have to quench their thirst. People will not have water to drink. So those who are believers, they will be given this opportunity of having what to drink, and that is this water called Al-Hawd. This is the interpretation of the scholars who believe that what Hawd should come first, because people will be what so thirsty that they will be in need of water. So at this Hawd, people will drink from it. Now the reason why some scholars said it is not after the rot. That is, when people have left the church, people will be in need of what? Of water as well. And this Al-Hawd will be something very close to Al-Jannah based on some report. It was reported that Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said, O Messenger of Allah, I want you to intercede on my behalf of the world there. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ana fa'il, I'm going to intercede on behalf of people on the day of Qiyamah. Ana radiallahu anhu said, Aina atlubuka, where should I look for you? He said to Ana radiallahu anhu, he said, Utlub me inda al-Mizan. Look for me at the Mizan. That is where the gifts of the believers be weighed. He said, well, I'm ajidika fi mizan. What if I need that mizan? What if I can't find you? I cannot locate you at the mizan. He said, but look near and the throat. If you can't find me at the mizan, look for me at what? At the throat. He said, well, I'm ajidika and the throat. What if I can't find you at the throat? He said, فَطْلُبُ مِي عِنْدَ الْحَوْجِ. Look for me at the house. He said, فَإِنِّي لَا تَجَاوَزُ أَهَابِهِ الْأَمْكِنَ الصَّلَاةَ. He said, I will not go beyond this area. That is, if you can't find me, find me. If you can't find me, find me. We are still coming to the issue of intercession, likewise on what? On Sirat. We are talking about Al-Mizan. Huh? And now we are talking about Al-Hawd. So they said, the servant of the Lord would answer the Lord that he should look for him at the house, which means how to come afterwards, afterwards, and afterwards to come after Al-Mizan. Some scholars said, well, what is important is not establishing the dog that what there is house. Then there is no contradiction. Because there is a hadith that that shows that what the house is getting a kind of what reinforcement from river from what from Al-Jannah. So there is this possibility of what of it being what before Al-Mizan. And what at the same time, the narrow of Al-Kawth was taken with the source to be from Al-Jannah. Particularly when we look at the hadith of the Messenger of Allah, Allah said, the third word, Al-Kawth is Nahrun wa Adanini, Allah. That is the thing that Allah has promised me, Al-Jannah is Al-Jannah. And Al-Mizan is before what? Al-Jannah. Al-Surat is before Al-Jannah. So if Al-Kawthar is a string that Allah promised the Prophet of Allah in Al-Jannah, then it shows that what house is what to be after Al-Mizan. Or you can say what there is a continuation of the house. That is the house extends to what to before Al-Mizan. How to display. Now some people raise some questions that if the surah is upon the earth, the surah that people are going to pass is upon the earth, so how is it possible that the house and culture, the house will cross the earth then goes to watch to before and design it? How is this possible? The Quran of Allah Ta'ala says this question is meaningless. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala works for Anu, you know it is. Allah can do what he needs. And what Allah has the more correct opinion is that what? There is connection between this Al-Kawthar and what? And Al-Hawj. This Al-Hawj is an extension of Al-Kawthar. So, this we should believe. And it's going to be a source of benefit for the people on the place of Al-Qiyamah. That when people are tested, they will be in need of water to quench their thirst, and the believers will be given from this house. They will be given from the water of Al-Hawth. The author now describes the house. He says, "Now the water of the house is what ashadd bayadan min al-laban. It's something that is what that is whiter than the milk." All the meat that has been processed, we are talking about the fresh meat that has just been collected from the cow, the way it looks like. So the house, the water is what? It's whiter than that. Wa'ahlat al-'asal. And it's what? Sweeter than the earth. In one report, he said that what? Ahla min al-'asal bin labani. It is sweeter than when the oil and what? And the milk are mixed together. You know, when you put on, you add on to milk, add something that is what this mixture is very, very sweet. Then you say this water and culture, or this house of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is sweeter than what? Than the combination of honey and the milk. And you have to do another review this summer. The cup, the tumblers that people will be using to drink from this house of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are more than the stars of the stars of the sky. That means the stars of the sky. We know that we have numerous stars in the sky that we can't count. Nobody can tell the number of the stars the stars of the sky. In one report, the Messenger of Allah said what? The tumblers al-Hawj are more than the stars of the sky. Which means it will be enough, or there will be enough for those who want to drink. So that people will be sharing one tumbler or one cup. the problems are more than the stars in the sky, or the as many as the stars in the sky. The length of the house in the distance is covered by candles in watch in a bunch. Likewise, the breath is something to be covered, is the distance to be covered by candles in the moon. And more reports, Messenger of Allah, Allah says, the difference is between Ayla and Medina. In other reports, it says, what between Ayla and what Amman. A lot of comparison. Just to tell people that what it is very big fountain that would be enough for the people to drink. The cups, the tumblers, they are more than enough. And this originally would be for when people are what? I am much need of it. And that is when they are always dehydrated, no water, they are sweated purposely, that they are in need of water, crying for water. This house will be a source of benefit and a source of what? Quenching their thirst. So, Messenger of Allah, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Lord, the Hadith, and the author tried to watch, tried to summarize it here, that whoever drinks from this sharbat and just a cup, la yazmanu ba'daha abada, never forget. Now, we know who will be interested in drinking things like this. If you want to enjoy yourself in this world, you can't do more than this. When you get the best drink, when you get the best milk and not so forth, the best money, you put this together, you say you are enjoying. So, if this is what you enjoy in this world, what about the gift that the test will be so much that when somebody finds the water from a canal or so, or a drink, what will drink it? No one is so thirsty. It will not find water to drink except what is squeezed out of the bump of the camel, and say, you drink it. Those who have experienced this can tell. Some of the brothers who are trying to go to areas like Libya by road, some of them were narrating what they face on the way, that they couldn't find water in the desert. So the essence that what at times they will squeeze something like the bump of the camel, but that was to get water out of it and drink it. Somebody told me that they were even kissing the urine that they needed. They have to drink just for them to survive. Because no water to drink. So if you can drink anything when you are in fear of becoming this wash, and no matter how rich you are, it is when you have alternative that you will complain that that water is not purified, or is not applied to it. That is when you have alternative. When you don't have alternative, whatever is thing you find, you drink. But the case of the Lord Qiyamah is worse than this. Because on this day, people will be sweating profusely, and this is what Qiyam in Kana Mikudaru can see in Al-Fasana. The day that we are talking about, when we want to compare it to the days of this dinner, like 50,000 years. So imagine somebody feeling thirsty for a period of 50,000 years. What do you think such a person ought to think? And that's why it was reported of any Khalid that people, those who are watching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will be crying, asking for what water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, go and drink water. Go and drink water. So as they were going, they will follow the hellfire. And that will be that will be their own end. Their own end, that is their own watch, their own watch. But for those who are believers, when they are in need of water, this Al-Kawthar, this house will be the source of what? The rest for them. So they will drink from this house before we have proceeding. Before proceeding. So the author of Allah Ta'ala summarized the ahadith we have from this. He tell us what should be the aqidah of a person of Sunnah. If you say you are Ahlul Sunnah Jama'ah, you must believe in what? In Al-Hawd, in this country that we're talking about. I tell you something, it's an extension of what Al-Kawthar from Al-Jannah. It's an extension of Al-Kawthar from Al-Jannah. The summary in the author says, what we are for the Qiyamah. On the plane of Al-Qiyamah, Al-Hawdu, there is what Al-Hawd, which means what? A fountain. Al-Qawruj, that people go. In the video, they spoke by the Messenger of Allah from Ba'al. Ma'amuhu is what I ashad to bayadan min al-labad. It's whiter than the milk. Wa'ahla min al-asal. It's sweeter than the oil. Aliyatu adam in the same sama. The numbers are equal to the numbers of the stars in the sky. Tulu hushar. The land is the distance to be covered by the tunnel, the field of the moon. Wa'adu ma'ashahru, wa'adu ma'ashahru. The breath is also the field of the moon. In another hadith, Messenger of Allah said what? Zawaya'u sawa. Zawaya'u sawa. That is the size of the system, the house, and what? Sawa, the equal. Which means what? The house is what? It's square. Because if the size are equal, that means it is what? It is square. So, each side of what? Of the house can be covered by a camel in a watch, in a munch. He said, whoever drinks from it will not be thirsty, will not be thirsty forever. Now, there are some things that the author does not mention yet. And that is some people will be prevented from this house. Some people will be prevented from this house. They will not be allowed to drink. These people, the jails. Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَلَا يُذَرْبَنَّ رِجَالٌ عَنْ حَوْلٍ. So he was prevented from the house. He will not be allowed to drink from this. Then I will say, these are my people, these are my people. Another report, you say, Habi, you say, Habi, these are my companions. Another report of Habi, of Habi, these are my companions. And it will be said to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, It will be said to him, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You do not know what these people innovated after you. You do not know what these people innovated after you. Now I report it will be said to him, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَنْ أَزَالُوا يَوْتَ الدِّينَ عَلَىٰ أَقَادِهِمْ مُنْدُ فَارَكْتَهُمْ. Since you left them, they have not seen to watch the apostatize. This is what another report. Another report, the Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith that is authentic in Sunan Tirmidhi, that سيكون بعض الأمراء, there will be some rulers after me. من غشيهم, whoever goes to them, وعانهم على ظلمهم, and he assists them on their watch, on their evil deeds. When they wrong people, it's also what giving them support for wronging people. Not only that, it's also somebody who is also was a back of the cardism. It's also supporting them. It's also accepting the lies that they are propagating. That is, what the rulers are doing is trying to justify them, whatever claim they make, will justify them, will assist them from being on their evil. So let's make Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِنْهُمْ وَهُوَ بَرِيءٌ مِنْهُمْ. He said, I'm free from such a person. And such a person is free from me. The message of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ends that part of the hadith that وَلَنْ يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْلِ وَلَنْ يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْلِ. That means, he would not meet me at the house. He would not meet me at the house. And now when scholars look at these various set of people and the various descriptions given by the Messenger of Allah, because among those who will be prevented from the house are what? Those who apostatized. After the death of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a lot of some people, very few apostatized. we are crucified. So those who follow Musaylimah to Al-Jabra among the so-called companions, some of them they are crucified. I want to say a companion is somebody who met the Messenger of Allah, believed in him, he met the Messenger of Allah, believed in him, and died upon the belief. This is what the definition of a companion. But then, somebody who met the Messenger of Allah, believed in him, but before he died, the Messenger of Allah died. Are you going to be such a person for a companion? Yes, it's a companion. If he died before the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he died before the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's also a companion. As long as God believed in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and died upon the belief. Who did he get was before the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if that person happened to live after the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also died upon the belief. If he did not die upon the belief, such a person is not what? Will not be classified as a companion. So after the death of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some people who embrace Islam and what believe in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some of them are crucified. So those people, when the Quran are talking about companions, they are not regarded as what? Companions anymore. Because they did not die upon the belief. So there are some people like that. There are some people like that. So these people, on the day of Qiyamah, the Messenger of Allah will see them and say, "Ashabi, my companions." Yes, because that is what he knew last. That those people, they believed in him. So I'm asking as what? Taking them away from what? Being his companions, as far as he knew. But those people, they what? They have ceased to be companions after the death, because they are what? Are crucified. So the hadith of what? Ashabi, ashabi. And what? فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. You will not know what these people watch, what they cause after you. You are considered to be your companions, but you are crucified. So these people that watch, they are kuffar. So they will not be tempted in the sense of people. Another set are the people of watch, innovation. The people of innovation. Like the Mu'tazila, the Asha'ira, the likes. That was the author of a lot of things after the Messenger of Allah. The hadith that these are my people, these are my people. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. His words is applicable to them. Because they have initiated and they have introduced a lot of zidah and zidah. So it's applicable to them as well. Then the Dhulama, Al-Mulat, Al-Dhulama, the rulers who are what? Who are committing evil. Who are what? Who are hitting the rest of people unjustly. They also fall under this. Particularly with the hadith of what? Of Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi that I quoted earlier. That we have put the word in Mara, that our rulers after me. This ruler is called Man Rashir, whoever what? Go to them. Not only that, وَصَدَّقُوا بِكَذِّهِمْ وَعَانَوْا عَلَىٰ ظُلْمِهِمْ فَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِنْ وَهُوَ بَرِيءٌ مِنِّي وَلَمْ يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْجِ. He said, وَمَا لَمْ يُصَدِّقُوا بِكَذِّهِمْ وَعَانَوْا عَلَىٰ ظُلْمِهِمْ فَأَنَا مِنْ وَهُوَ مِنِّي وَلَمْ يَرِدَ عَلَيَّ الْحَوْجِ. As for the one who does not go to them, or he goes to them but does not want to assist them on their evil. And he does not preach, and he does not confirm what they are saying, the lie that they are perpetrating. He does not confirm the lie, doesn't approve. Preach. He said what? I mean, that person and that person is with me. And such a person what? Will also meet me at the house. So which means some people are going to prevent them, are going to be prevented from the house. Either permanent prevention because they are kuffar. They are munafiqun. Or they will prevent them for some time. But later, they what? They will be allowed. Like the people of immigration. Or maybe God won't allow the people to make the people of God in a vision. But some people want to be prevented because they are vulnerable. They are evildoers. They are rulers who are developing or who are taking the rights of people. So, this assembly is related to what's for the house. But the house is for the believers, but for people, they will deny this house because of what? One thing or the other. So, Messenger of Allah, Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said these people who are denied the house is because wa inna hum la yazalu murtadina mun faraqu fa inna hum fa inna la tadri ma hadathu ba'd. Inna Allah says, I'm not sure of that day. Fa aqul kama qala al-'abd as-salih, I don't know the al-'abd as-salih as such. But that why I was in their midst, this is what I did of them. When you took me away from you, you are the one who is watchful over them. This will be the statement of the Prophet I saw the Salaam of the day of prayer. When are you the one that said to the people that they should take you and your mother and watch two items of worship? Because the Prophet ﷺ dissociated himself from this on the day of Qiyamah. And after this statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, so the Prophet of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I also am going to answer this statement. That's where what I'm saying, that is the same as Hari of Hari or Ummati Ummati, is based on what I know of them. When I left, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is watching over them. So then I will say, Nasuhkan, Nasuhkan. To go away from me, go away from me. So this is what Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling those who are defeated. And that's why no bid'ah should watch the storm. When you know something is bid'ah, go away from it. So I thought, why will not be denied this house? And why will not be denied the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So why? So bid'ah should be shunned completely and to go away from al-ma'asi, things that are fit, to enjoy the house of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That some people at the nation do not believe in what in our house. Just as we said concerning his land, that he does not believe that what is going to be a scale, with which the people of the village. The Mercedes are not believing in that. So this differentiates Ali Sunnah Jamaah from Mercedes. When you say Ali Sunnah or Ali Sunnah, you should know what is your belief. Your friends are not at the nation to suggest that I want something that, that Allah is going to lead to me. The gift of mankind. And we have explained this. You should believe in this. When you say, I don't believe in Islam, you are taken to watch part of the aqidah of the people of innovation, like the Mu'tazila and the like. In this case of how the Mu'tazila did not believe in it. The Khawarij, they believe in it, but they have interpretation for it. The Rawatib, they believe in it, they have interpretation for it. The Rawatib, they said, okay, we believe in house. Why do they believe in house? Not because they are really interested in believing in it, but they believe in it because something is mentioned. And that is what Akhari Akhari, my companions, my companions. They said, that shows us what the companions are to show. So that is the reason they believe in what the hadith. But the answer to that is that this hadith that we are talking about, the hadith of house, was reported by more than 50 something companions. So these companions were talking about who do not believe in them. So why are you taking what you do not believe in order to attack those approach? It's not yet. So that's what we are responsible. But as we have said, the interpretation of Ahadi as Ahadi, another report is Ahadi to Ahadi has been done. It's not that what is referring to the companions as a whole. It's referring to those who apostatized after the Prophet of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, those people are still practicing, why those people are still practicing what? Islam. So now that the companions were what? Well, the one who says the companions are too far, the exception of that statement is that what? They should not believe in the Quran. And that's why the Shia, having studied the meaning and the repercussion of their statement, they go ahead to say what? They do not believe in what? In this Quran that you are reading. And the one who does not believe in the Quran that is being read by the Muslims today, what you going to do what? The clear-cut, no doubt about his own scripture. The one who does his scripture is over what? The Catholic. Because this is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran. So the one who does not look at, I don't believe in this Quran, it's not the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what it means is that what? This is what the companions are what? Are formulated. So the Shia al-Wafiq, they will say what? This Quran is not the original Quran. Where is the original Quran? They will say, Anu with Allah, Anu al-Qur'an, away with the original Quran. And the original Quran will not be brought back except the fourth Imam that they are expecting comes back. And that is Muhammad bin Al-Asr al-Asr, who will bring the original Quran. So they say what? This Quran that you are reading, there is not a single word of the original Quran in it. A single word of the original Quran in it. The fifth of two messages is that when they see that word, saying, hadith, as how, is something that they can use the word to attack the companions that they believe in it. There is another hadith. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that there are about 12 munafiqs in his work, in his companions. 12 munafiqs. About 12 munafiqs in them. So they use this as evidence again to say, okay, look at this hadith. Yeah, this is what the Muslim Muslims. If you look at this hadith, that should work. Now they use this hadith to say what? Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, yeah, what? Now, but that hadith, Alhamdulillah, Ali was allowed to watch the Khalifa. I did watch bring Ali out of it. When you include Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman, because they all watch, they all watch. So whatever the Shia wants to use as evidence against the Ahlul Sunnah, from the report of Ahlul Sunnah in that same hadith, or in that same report, there was evidence against them. So I said, Jamaah, there are people who say, who stick to this. If we will eat by something that works against them, we will be telling you against us as that word, Iris. And this is what they learned from the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Khawarij, the other word, they believe in faith to attack the companions. The Khawarij also take the fear of God to attack the companions. So they also use this hadith of what out as what? As an evidence. So the way they believe in it, not the way Ahlul Jamaah believe in it. Otherwise, they don't believe the word that there is really any counting that is going to be, that is going to be drunk or drunk that people are doing. Of Qiyamah. We do not really believe only to attack the people of Sunnah, the companions of the Prophet of Muhammad. After the Muhammad, we don't believe in it. And that's why one of the scholars supplicated, he said, Allah, if people do not believe in what? In the house, to judge them, deny them, drinking from the house on the day of Qiyamah. Because they don't have believe what? In this. So this is the little on how that we should believe that how this is what Allah says, the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah when the Ma'ajul has doubts in it and then interpret it to make something else. No, it's clear. This is not Allah described the how it is going to be. So we should believe in it. To say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jesus and knowledge wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka wa ta'ala Muhammad wa sallam la ilaha illa No. No? نعم. الحمد لله والسلام على رسول الله. Now the first question, let me start with the second question. Those who embraced Islam and did not meet the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم after wudu and did not see as a person who are blind and did not meet the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and it was during the time of the Messenger of Allah Quran that they embraced Islam. But the only thing is that they did not meet him one on one. Can we call them companions or not? The answer is that they are not companions. For somebody to be a companion, he must have met the Prophet Allah Salam one on one. Even if it was for some time, maybe an hour or so, he must have not met the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So before he can be a companion. So those people who were alive during the time of the Messenger of Allah, but did not have personal contact with the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so they call them Muqatirateen. Muqatirateen, that is, those who are existed during the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but did not meet him one on one. So for us to be a companion, we have met the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you must have believed in him. Because Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, met the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but not believed in him. So when he believed in him, he must have died upon what? The belief. Because some people met the Messenger of Allah, they embraced Islam, and after the death of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they absolutely died. And that was why the celebrities that the world apostasy were taught, led by Abu Bakr and Allah Anhu. So this condition is to push. He must have worked to make the Messenger of Allah, believe in him, and die upon the peace. Now, if a person apostatized in between, that is along the line, after the death of the Messenger of Allah, or before his death, he apostatized, maybe he now came back to Islam. He apostatized after the death of the Messenger of Allah, he now came back. Can we still call him the companion? The scholar said yes. And this is what is said by somebody called Al-Ahnaf ibn Qays. Al-Ahnaf ibn Qays, he embraced Islam in the time of the Messenger of Allah. After his death, he apostatized and later he came back to Islam. So, a companionship was a working back. It's just like somebody who entered a university and maybe 200 level he quit. And he was given the allowance to come and complete his education. So he continues again. So his work, companionship is something that to be gotten back if that is in the case. Okay. Now the first question, is there a condition that before one can enter Jannah in the same form and house? Wallahi, I don't know and I don't think that is what correct. Because scholars will say what the people of musician that were prevented from the house, they agree that what they are not kuffar. But they should be kuffar, they would have what? They would have been denied before what? Before that time. So those kuffar, when Allah will say what, everybody should go to what is worshiping. So those who are worshiping human beings, so we have to go to the human beings they are worshiping. People who are worshiping idols, we have to go to the idols of some people. So when people requested for water, they ask them to go and take water there and they'll be falling in fire. So these people, there is nothing of what of how to do because they were kuffar. So the Munafiqun, they also fall in hellfire. So they will not be allowed to be born. After the people of tribulation, whose tribulation has not gotten to the level of course as kufur. So these people, what you have is that watch, they will be denied as well. Even the Zolans, the rulers who are watch, who are tyrannical, so they will present them from this. And when the promises of Allah said watch, it says, فأنا بريء منه وبريء منه ولن يرد علي الحوض. So what is there that they will not take from the house? So the Rara Zimina watch, they will not go to Al-Jannah eventually after being punished in hell. Which means they will fall in hellfire when they are working on Surah. When we are taking the issue of Surah, this inshallah is going to be punished. So our plan to say, any person who does not drink from Al-Hawd will not enter Al-Jannah. This Allah, I don't know any scholar who has said that. And going by the text that we have, this is not the support of my available for Allah. There is a hadith that a lot of scholars have indicated that kulli nabiyyin inna li kulli nabiyyin hawlan. Every prophet has his own house. This house will be for the people of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But other prophets, they also have a house for the people. That is also drink from those that are taken. And those who begin to watch the meeting, the meeting then. So this is also a fact. There is an addition. It says, except for a list that his own house will be watched, will be the water in our cup. That is the Uda and his camel. Tradition has no evidence. Al-Barbahari mentioned this in his book, but not everything mentioned in the book of Aqidah are authentic. We only take what is authentic, because the book written by scholars on Aqidah, they are not much. They are not a Quran that you take like that and you think everything. And if you have some of Aqidah, they fall in errors. Maybe some of the scholars who are written book of Aqidah, they are asked for some issue. They believe that that action must be taken like that. No. If any scholar is asked of a teacher without evidence from the Quran and Sunnah, he just has to read the books of Aqidah, just what summary of what you have in the Quran and watch what you have in the Sunnah. So if somebody has written a book on Aqidah and has based his watch, his writer on some weak hadith, what hadith will be rejected? And maybe he based them on what Tabriqidah hadith, he will reject it. But what to say, oh, is that Barbahari has taken it. So that the words taken at him is the statement of the Prophet Muhammad, this is not correct. So that addition of words, except for the story that is told how the words before the number, this is not authentic from the Prophet of Allah. Salman, was he a companion? Yes, he met the Prophet ﷺ. He met him and thus he was very kind. He saw the signs of what good of truth and was with him. Good idea. Something that he said was a man in Arabic. But a man is not of what Arabic, for this is not authentic from the Prophet ﷺ. But it meant to not the Prophet Allah. He was the one that had this encounter, so to say, with Abu Darda. But he visited Abu Darda, and Abu Darda was observing Nafila at night. He was not having sexual intercourse with his wife. He was fasting. That he corrected him that no one in Africa had it happen. And this is not the issue. The Messenger of Allah, Muhammad of Allah, was what? Sadaq al-Man. But not what is right, what I told you. And he stated, Muslim Allah, to the end of the hadith. The case of Salman is clear. So that if you are talking about Wais al-Qarni, Wais al-Qarni is not a companion. It's not a companion because it is not through the Prophet Allah. Some scholars say maybe they are the Hadramun, but some people say what like the Adiba Salmani that was the system in the time of the Prophet, but it is not the Prophet of Allah. There are some like that, Allah. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said the authentic hadith or idea about the different sources and the scholars authenticated it based on the different sources because the weakness in each one of them can be corroborated. So that لا صلاة منفرد خلف الصف. One is praying in alone, the end of the path through Salah. One is praying alone, the end of the path through Salah. Then, some scholars have the opinion that you shouldn't pray alone behind the staff. Rather, you should watch. You should bring somebody from the front row so that it will be true. Then you are, instead of you being alone in the staff. But the hadith of what? Driving somebody to a side of the hadith is what is right. So, what happens? Why can you feel like you in the Ufa'a? If there is no authority except to pray alone behind the staff, but one does that. If there is no authority except that is what you can do. But in that case, you do it. So the hadith now for that and the Talbot Khalifa Sufi will be applicable to the one who has an authority that was not taking the authority until it's being alone behind the staff. Now when we ask, if one enters a masjid and the imam is on ruku, can one do ruku before joining the masjid? Does that mean you are praying behind the Saf? That is, there are places in the Saf that you can feel, but by the time you move to the Saf, the imam will have watched both sides. Can you do ruku before joining them in the Saf? What is correct is that yes, you can join them because we have a hadith on that. Some people say it's not correct. Based on the hadith of Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu, that he entered the masjid and he did something like that. And after the salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Zada kana hirsan wa la ta'di." May Allah increase you in what? In your desire. You get what reward, wala ta'ud. Don't go back to that. Don't go back to what? So the interpretation of what? Don't go back to what? Buying before what? Getting to that. But the muhakkikun among the scholars said, no, it cannot be interpreted as what? Don't go back to buying before the stop. Because you have evidence for this. It was established from a lot of companions. Those in Sabit, it was established, it was over established from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, this is also established. Abdullah bin Zubair also said this. In fact, he said, if anyone of you enters the masjid, or rather than Imam Raki'a, and find Imam, he was in the court. He said, Kalyarka, he should also go to the court. Somebody be a good man to stop. Then you should watch. Somebody be a good man to stop. You should do what you believe. That means you should watch. Look like that. Can you just do the top line state of what? Rokuh. It says, Fa'inna wa sunna. That is what? Sunna. So this is the Abdullah bin Zubayr, Rabbi Allah wa Azim, taking this as well. So, Allah wa shaykh al-Azman wa shaykh al-Azman wa ta'ala in Islam, in Syria, he brought all these asas from the companions to say that what? This is not what Messenger of Allah meant when he said what? Barak Allah Hassan Wala Ta'ud. May Allah include you in your desire for what? For what? Wala Ta'ud and don't go back. Don't go back is what? It means don't go back to run into the top. They said, without him at the Salah, wait for the Salah, there are two of them. Go to the Salah, what is it from you? what is why is insecure or your car, what I got tranquility in you. So just walk gently towards the salah. But for you to be running, let me Allah said, Wala Tusa, do not run. Come on, Rasul, Fasallu wa Zakatakum, Fa'atim. So this is the prayer I'm saying that what, when you come and see this, don't run to the salah. Walk gently. Whatever is attached to it. So the meaning of Wala Ta'uj mean this. Not that you should not do Rukun before getting to the salah. So this is allowed. But for us to pray completely behind the salah. Completely behind the salah. This is what the one who prays behind the salah. One will say you have no salah. I pray to what in salah. So I said what? La salah that we are being constructed. Meaning what? La salah that carries. No complete salah. So the first thing is I want to avoid it. Thing behind the self. You should struggle to watch the kind of place yourself in watch in the self. Unless if you discover that this will be the kind of force arming those who are in the self. But the place you can find cannot accommodate you. Then that place, la yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha, wallahu a'lam. Okay? No? Now. The innovators that we prevented from taking the house or drinking from the house of the Prophet Allah. So, are they going to be scholars among them? Being a scholar doesn't mean one cannot go to earth. Somebody will be a scholar and go to earth, he goes to earth. Particularly those that watch the real truth but what? Conceal the truth. They know the truth, but what? They are using their higher, their desires, and wins and caprices, they are giving the precedence over the truth. We all know the hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that three groups on the way of Qiyamah will be thrown into hell. They will be the first set of doom to be thrown into hell. He said, it's regular Qur'an al-Qur'an, the one who recited Qur'an, wa'allamahu, and also taught him. So Allah will ask him that I taught you the Qur'an, what do you do with it? He said what? Ta'allamtu, qara'tu fika al-Qur'an, وَعَلَّمْتُهُ وَتَعَلَّمْتُ الْعِلْمَ وَعَلَّمْتُهُ I learned and I taught. I read the Quran, I also taught people. I also taught وَلَكِنَّكَ تَعَلَّمْتَ الْيُقَالِ وَلَكِنَّكَ قَرَاتَ الْيُقَالِ قَالِ وَتَعَلَّمْتَ الْيُقَالِ عَنِ You have read the Quran of whom you do it, you have and you have also learned the religious knowledge so that people say what? And you are king. And you are fed it. So now we will have for talking about our wife in Hatta in Kofin Nari. So in the order, in the draft of the state, until we came into Esther. Then the third was Ali, you call Ali. When we read the Quran, Allah talks about the Ulama Bani Israel. That was that we contain the truth. He said, Allah in the house of Bani Nun wa Al-Akhbaru and Tawlin Ifa wa Akhir wa Sukh. La Bisa Ma Tanu, just now, Ya Ayyya Al-Ladina Adami Inna Kishkun Min Al-Akhbaru wa Rubani La Yaakulun Amwala Nafi Al-Batil Wa Yaakulun Al-Kadula. Many verses like that. But we should be concerned between somebody who is a scholar and this error and somebody who is a scholar that is not acting on power and what acting and watch in order because of the remedy to what to do. So the one who makes an error and is a scholar is working for the truth but makes an error such a person in Allah Rasul Rahim. And that's why scholars of books like people like Ibn Hajar and Imam al-Nawawi and Bayhaqi and some like that and some others who fell in some words in some errors of aqidah. There is no difference in the error that you put, whether it is the error of aqidah or error of what? Ahkam. Error is what? Error. There is no one that Allah cannot forgive wrong. So if you fall in this error, since you fall in error, what is comparing on the scholars, who made scholars are falling in error, for them to watch, to explain to people that so and so person are falling in error, so that it prevents people from watch, from emulating them in those errors. But does that mean that what they should now watch, making to agree on them and not attacking them? No. Because these people, they have also worked for the seminar. Now you can get a Sharif of Sahih Bukhari that is better than what? That is Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani. Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, thank you. He talked about Ibn Hajar. He said, what? Al-Ladhi lam salij, Mithla al-Nisa' ba'da. That is, women have not given birth to somebody like him after him. We call him Amir al-Mu'minin fi al-Hadith. So what is an answer to Ibn Hajar for this people? So there are the text, you should have the text that was that we have submitted. So what we know in this dunya is that Ibn Hajar is a member of Allah spreading the Sunnah. And he died upon us spreading the Sunnah. This is what we know. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. So what we can see, we know this man died upon us spreading the Sunnah. All about the errors that we have made, in Allah Rasul Rahim. Unless you have evidence that this man did it on hour, huh? Not mistake in the service, we differentiate between the two. So we shouldn't look at somebody appearing in one error of Aqidah or error of Ahkam. That is it. Error is what? It's error. What are we going to apply as what? Error of Ahkam. The most was and what is error in Aqidah times. But somebody who says what, maybe is denied permissible for instance now. Or is legalizing a kind of marriage what that is zina. And is a great scholar. Which error are you falling into? Huh? The error of fiqh or error of aqidah? Error of fiqh? Aqidah? Why aqidah? No, you are looking for. Now I'm saying, talking about what may be legalizing the kind of marriage. For instance, now Abu Hanifa says it is permissible that a woman marries after without the wedding. That it is more entitled to that. That is, don't get me wrong. That it is, she's not entitled to what to marry or after. This is the thing of Abu Hanifa. But he stipulated another condition which is what? That must be two witnesses when that what is happening. So that's why you cannot suppose. That's the case. You want to take the son of Abu Hanifa, you know what he's talking about. Eh? Now, is it complaining that the woman must marry Wali? He said no. But there must be what? There must be Shaida and two witnesses. So this opinion is what? Is wrong. It's wrong. It's against what? The Sunnah. Because we have the hadith, La tuzawwij al-mar'a fi al-mar'a wa la tuzawwij al-mar'a nafsaha. This is what? Wrong. But are we going to say Abu Hanifa has committed error of aqidah or error of fiqh? Which one? Error of fiqh. So now, there is no difference. What error of aqidah? Now, this is what I said, there is no difference. Now you are trying to take it to watch. Legalizing that he has legalized it. So I must know that he must have what legalized it, said that what? He must have what having in mind. Now you are taking it to the aqidah. And now we are trying to say what the error of aqidah is called is ahkam. Not what aqidah. That is what? Differentiation that doesn't have what? Evidence. When it is clear that this is what Allah says, will you say, no, you are talking to the opposite? Doesn't matter whether it is Akan or Akida. Does not matter. When Allah says something is halal, it's what is haram. Now we have to look at the one who has said this in his watch. It's haram. Have you said this, you have to report the Quran or you have said it mistakenly? Does he know that there was a hadith on that particular thing or not? These are issues of watch to prevent people from just declaring people as kafir. But the one who is watching is searching the truth and will declare people as kafir. And we end up declaring himself and the teacher as watch. Declaring himself as the teacher as watch. Because you can't tell me that you have empowered everything of the deen. It's not possible. Nobody, not only a companion, will say what? I'm the author of what? Knowledge. Everything companion has seen that word and I can't begin. I knew everything. Nobody can say. So if you make mistake in one area and people are also testing of you, they make testing of you, whether in Akira or what? What can? Now anybody who makes a mistake without admit, accept the mistake, that is what is compelled on us. We will not use the technology of the things we say to this person is a great scholar, mistake should work, should work. No, we throw away the mistake. But because of his efforts in defending the team, he also was with honor in the Quran and in the state of Allah. So we take them the way that Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned them. That we saw them, we saw that those situations and those things, we saw them like that. So we should take them like that. So whether it was good to see what those people are going through, or it's something that happened in the Qiyamah, so just admit like that, without going through the details. Because it will tell us the details. And when it has to do with issues of Akira, you think like that. For instance, he said, Dakhalati Muratun Nara, the human habakat laia, at amatbu, at amatawa laia, tarakat ata, at putin khashashin at. A woman enters air fire. Because of what? So, you see, in Empire now, so these are questions. But the man that said what? The guy that needs to die, so I'm holy, so I'm holy, so I'm holy, till burn your back. So if I die, burn my body, and blow the ashes in what? On the land and the sea. He said, by Qadr alayya Rabbi, may you have begun me a Qadr, ma'adzad ahdan al-alam. If my Lord was to be capable of me, will punish me the punishment that you have not punished anybody in the world. What happened? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the word, the bar and the ba'ath, to gather what you have not collected. And he became what the man. And he said, ma hamalaka ala ma sana'ata. What led to what you have done? And he said, what? Fashiyatuka ya Rabbi. Has this happened or is something that is? No, it's something that has happened. But that between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has this happened? Huh? So if you want to look at it like that, why we have what problem? So we take them that they are what? They are like that. Then it's all in existence now or not. Al-Jannah is Al-Jannah in existence now or not? Huh? Both of them are in existence. What is the relevance? Now, we have a hadith like that. Is there any evidence in the Quran that they wrote the empire in a different time? أعد الله أرسل وعزت للكافرين وعزت للكافرين This was his arduous prayer. So out of the Aqidah of Abu Zamayi that was Al-Jannah and all both of them are what? Okay, they are in existence now. So I want that to be sent to punish everybody with part of hell or give anybody judgment for what? And change in the way that what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will. So we don't go to the duties of Allah. That he should be. Who is not Mubarak? He's on his own. He's not going to be the Salah with them. The one who's going to be the Salah with those who are praying is the one we talked about at Ramadan and Ibarbin, Khalfa, Khalfa. So he's not Mubarak. He should break the Fatima. Because without him at the Salah, 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 Salah. He should break it. Examination of that because you are not supposed to inform your partner what you have been asked. So you are repeating the question to so that is clear. It's examination of practice. Please help us to explain what how it means. Then how a person means like say for instance a tank is called house. This reservoir, we call it Hauj. So a fountain is called Hauj. Something like this in pool can be called what? Hauj. So and that's why you can say Hauj is what? A tank, a reservoir, a fountain, a cistern, and so on and so forth. But the one we are talking about that we should have living is the one that the sides are equal and the distance between each pipe and the other is the working of the mount. So this is what we are talking about. And this is for the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the benefit of the house is that those who are testing on the plane of Al-Qiyana, they will drink from it when they will be still of the testing and nothing can assist them from this test except this. So those who are derived from this, their punishment will be able to be much. So those who are denied. Even if they are people to be admitted into agenda eventually. But for being denied from drinking from this is going to compound their problem. It's going to prolong their punishment. So for those who are allowed to drink from the house, this is a sign of what of piety and the sign of what being admitted to Al-Jannah. But what is the condition of this admitted into Al-Jannah? Because for people who be denied the house, eventually they will enter Al-Jannah. Allah Allah. Inshallah, last question. Everybody will be tested. Everybody will be tested on that day. Nobody that will watch, that will fear from this. So maybe before you take in a fact, some of the kuffar, when they were testing, they would cry that we are testing. And Allah asked them, they go and take your path over here. As they are going to watch, and they are pointing to Al-Fara. So They will not pass on the Sirot. Before getting to the Sirot, before climbing on the Sirot, they just be falling in Eka. So those who will pass on the Sirot will be the believers. But some people will fall in the Sirot. When somebody falls, the Sirot is like a bridge, which inshallah we are going to talk about. One falls in the Sirot, fall from the Sirot, is falling into air. The way the Kufara brought, falling in air. But the punishment to differ, to be of what? Varying degrees, the punishment. There are some people who want to be taken out of the air that they are falling into. All this inshallah we are going to talk about. But everybody will be in need of what? Of water. So the blessing for those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that they will be allowed to take them and house. The water of which is what? Is thicker than the only mix with milk, and the water is what? Is whiter than the milk. Another is more than the ice. Now, yes, house, culture, they are the same. These are the same. Well, anything I said before you came in, I will not repeat it again. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Thank you.